Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2585. What You May Not Know About Impulse Spending by Jackie Beck of jackiebeck.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. What You May Not Know About Impulse Spending by Jackie Beck of jackiebeck.com. I never thought of myself as an impulse spender, but the truth is, I am. Yet I've managed to pay off debt and save a chunk of money despite that. I always thought impulse spenders were people who came home from the mall laden down with packages, or who couldn't pass an electronics store without buying the latest gadget. But that's not the whole story. Turns out, an impulse spender is also someone who decides to go out to eat on the spur of the moment, or to the movies, or on trips, etc. Basically, it's any type of unplanned spending, whether or not that involves shopping. An impulse spending example, that trip to Paris. For example, I once booked a trip for two to Paris with all of, 5 minutes of thought. Now, it's true that it was a screaming deal and I knew it because I'd had fare alerts on the route for several years, and I had wanted to go there for more than 20 years. But still, it was a complete impulse purchase because there wasn't any money earmarked for those tickets. Instead, I spent money that I had intended to send to debt, which was my stated goal at the time. Don't get me wrong, I'm really glad we went, but that's exactly the kind of thing I used to do all the time on a more local level, when I couldn't afford to and would put things on the credit card. Impulse spending adds up and keeps you from your real goals if you let it get out of hand. Why, oh why, do you buy? Once you've identified yourself as an impulse spender, figure out what triggers the spending. For me, it generally comes down to being bored and feeling restless. I want to go do something new and exciting, and that often involves spending money. A big part of that may be because I have ADD. I know I'm much, much more restless and apt to want to do things like go to Disneyland or the beach right now when I haven't taken my medication. Maybe you also spend because you're restless, or maybe you like to cheer yourself up using retail therapy, reward yourself, or just be social. Those are all common reasons to spend on impulse. Take a moment and figure out your triggers. Often, if you work on the reasons behind the spending problem, it'll reduce on its own. For example, medication for my ADHD is much cheaper than the spending I used to do because I got bored. But there are lots of tricks and tips you can use to reduce impulse spending regardless of the reason. How to stop impulse spending. So how do you curb the spending and turn impulse into planned so that you can get the things you really want in life instead? Here are a few steps to make that happen. Number one, eliminate opportunities. It's often easier to avoid the temptation to spend in the first place than it is to convince yourself not to later. Unsubscribe from the email alerts, deal sites, offers, and catalogs. The FTC has a good guide on doing so for all kinds of offers. You can also just manually unsubscribe from emails by clicking the unsubscribe links in them, or cancel physical mailings by calling them. It typically takes a few months for physical mailings. Stay out of the stores and off the Facebook groups dedicated to the things you like to collect. For example, if you pass a Target on the way home from work and regularly stop in because you remember something you need, take a different route home instead. Avoid your poison and distract yourself with something else instead. Make an actual list of alternative things you could do so you'll have it handy when the urge to impulse spend happens. Number two, use delaying tactics. Oftentimes, the desire to buy will pass as quickly as it came if you can delay the urge. So tell yourself that you'll revisit the idea in a week or a month instead, and then don't set any type of reminder. If it's just an impulse buy, you'll either forget all about it before you even get home to add it to your budget, or else you'll lose interest before you've saved up the money for it. If it turns out to be something that you really want, well, you can get it once you've got the money. You can buy anything you want to with money you already have that isn't earmarked for something else. You can use delaying tactics with eating out too. If you're constantly eating out or ordering in, make a rule that you can never do so without planning it at least a day or a week or whatever in advance. Number three, understand what a good deal really is. Remember that a good deal isn't a good deal if you don't already have the money for it. And by having the money for it, I mean having the money on hand right now earmarked specifically for that sale item or category of item. Going into debt to buy something isn't a good deal because it costs you more. Neither is robbing Peter to pay Paul. Plus, there are very few sales out there that really are one-time things. Use your delaying tactics, and chances are you can get the item or take advantage of the offer later on too. You may even get a better one. Number four, enlist help with impulse spending. Ask your family and friends to remind you that you don't want to spend money on impulse, and to remind you of whatever your greater goal is when you talk about something in the spur of the moment that involves spending. For example, they could say things to you like, "But I thought you wanted to pay off the house. How will this affect that?" And number five, avoid enablers. Literally tell the people who are always urging you to have a little fun that you will thoroughly enjoy doing whatever it is you've planned once you get the money for it. If all else fails, agree to do whatever they're urging you to do right now if they want to pay. Keep out of situations you know will make things worse. For example, don't talk about how you really want to take a trip to Cancun in a room full of avid travelers who know all the best spots in Mexico. Don't ask your friend that's always up for a movie if they want to see a show right now. Of course, you can still hang out with them. Do something free instead, or plan the movie for a future date instead. While you're at it, plan for fun. Many people forget that not impulse spending doesn't mean not spending. It just means sitting down ahead of time and limiting the amount you spend to what you can afford. And by afford, I mean what you already have the money for. There's nothing quite so freeing as saying, "I've got $150 or whatever amount works for your life this month to spend on anything I want." You get all the fun and none of the guilt. Keep focused on the end goal. Finally, remember that you're not trying to change who you are. You're trying to change what you do by reducing impulse spending. That's absolutely possible, and it frees you up to get the things you really want in life. You just listened to the post titled, "What You May Not Know About Impulse Spending," by Jackie Beck of jackiebeck.com. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Combating impulse spending requires a deliberate shift in mindset, focusing on thoughtful and intentional financial choices. At the core of impulse spending lies our innate desire for instant gratification, a quick thrill that often leads to long-term regret. To counteract this tendency, it's essential to cultivate mindfulness in our spending habits. I totally agree with Jackie that we need to slow down and pause before our purchases. Let's take a moment to reflect on whether the purchase aligns with our long-term goals and values. Understanding the concept of the hedonic treadmill is crucial here. Recognizing that material possessions provide fleeting happiness and the pursuit of more only perpetuates the cycle. Redirecting resources towards lasting forms of happiness, such as experiences, investments, or meaningful relationships, can provide greater fulfillment in the long run. Creating a budget, setting financial goals, and prioritizing needs over wants can also help establish a solid foundation for mindful spending. By embracing a more intentional approach, we can break free from the grip of impulse spending, making wiser financial decisions that contribute to sustained well-being and future security. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.